Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some gay.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Wait, have you surrounded? Come up with your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, also 101.9 FM and cable, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. If you've got TELUS digital television, you can also pick us up on channel 717. And yes, it's Aaron here. Thanks to Andy for coming up when I was away last week and doing a good show. And which brings me to this show here, which is part two of my 2010 releases roundup. Geez, we're in, we've had the show up here, Generation Annihilation. We're in the year number 10, and as always, we usually do, as a ritual, two shows for the year 2010. One of releases that came out that year, and another of reissues that came out that year, for whatever year, that we were doing our best of, or showcasing, or whatever you want to call it. So, I went through my collection last night, and I was quite surprised at how many reissues there were. I was a little bit less of new releases, as I said a few weeks back. Like, I was like, there's usually a lot more new releases that came out in the following years, but no, good, healthy dose of reissues. They came out in the year 2010, which is what we're going to get to. And first thing we're going to get to is a couple of reissues on the Schizophrenic Records label. And this is one that we've all waited for a very long time. The recording is 1987, and it was a Vancouver band called Fratricide, right in the heart of the crossover hardcore and metal period. And yeah, I got to see this band at least, I guess, about three times. And finally, this one came out. It was originally supposed to come out in 1987 on Postmort Records, but it never happened. So here it was, reissued in the year 2010, courtesy of Schizophrenic Records. This is Fratricide. Here we go.
Work. I gave the corner to the bitch, not behind me.
Now I see. the reaction. Negative thoughts soon. Clear your head. Illiquid logic. You'd be better off dead. Gorillas, urban gorillas. Living in an urban zoo. Gorillas, urban gorillas. Quite the way for me and you. Barrels of guns. Roadblocks are funny. Jelly knights feet. People are nothing but on slapping feet. Gorillas, urban gorillas. Living in an urban zoo. Gorillas, urban gorillas. Point the way for me and you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, and this is part two of our 2010 releases roundup here on Generation Annihilation. And before we get into the last sets, just like to say a lot of these releases we are playing are on vinyl. And yeah, you can probably find some of them down at Audio Pile Records on Commercial Drive. And if you're a friend of CITR and have a friend of CITR card, oh, which doesn't cost all that much to get up here, you can get some pretty cool discounts too. So there you go. And in that last set, we started things off with Vancouver's Fratricide, a release going back to 1987. 23 years ago. Man, where did that time go? Followed with another track we heard was called Beaten Senseless. And we followed with another track on Schizophrenic Records. This is from the Hayseed Hardcore 12-inch reissue. It originally came out on a 7-inch in, I believe, 1985, 86, and, yeah, it was recorded May 26th of 1985, and that was one of the bonus tracks we heard on it. We actually heard two tracks, meant to hear one, but we heard two. We heard Be a Man and Vice on My Brain, and those bonus tracks were on a compilation LP on Over the Top Records, and the name of the album was I can't remember the name of the album. It was a compilation. That's all you need to know. And speaking of compilations, we heard a couple tracks off a compilation called Toronto Hardcore 1983, and this was reissued last year as well. And yeah, no label was on this one, and it originally came out as a cassette tape in 1983, and I got to say the tunes here are just incredible. I mean, I think probably Toronto had one of the best hardcore scenes going in North America at the time. But yeah, we heard two tracks by ABP, Constant Threat, Know My Name, and then we heard Chronic Submission, Go For It. Yeah, there's probably been, I don't know, I haven't seen this compilation around too much, but if you get it, get your hands on it, because it's awesome. It's got Youth, 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 Zero Option, Young Lions, Direct Action, Dead End, as well as the two bands that we played. And we followed with the Subhumans. This isn't really a reissue. I guess in a sense it is. It's called Same Thoughts, Different Day, and it's a re-recording of the Incorrect Thoughts record. And I must say, my honest opinion, I think this record should have been left alone. It wasn't broken, so it wasn't needed to be fixed. But yeah, it's a re-recording of that particular record, which is a classic. I'm not saying this is bad, but if you've got the original, stick with that. If you're a completist, well, buy this one. And it's got some bonus tracks on it as well. The reason why they re-recorded it is because some record label got their hands on it without their knowledge or permission and released it and wouldn't give it back to the band. So the band said, well, rather than go to court, spend thousands of dollars in legal bills to get this original recording, we'll try and re-record it. These tunes are still great. It's something about that modern recording that just doesn't really do it for me. So, yeah, there we go. So anyways, getting back into the reissues, this is a reissue which came out on Doctor Strange Records last year on vinyl. The one and only government issue from Washington, D.C., classic album. I believe this was the first government issue record I heard, and yeah, Joyride is the name of it. We're going to hear a track called Looking in the Mirror off it. So yeah, this one is not too hard to find, so get your hands on it. You won't be disappointed. Here we go, government issue.
Wait, do you guys know any of those new songs at all? Wait, you guys don't know it. Fuck it.
Hold on, listen. Listen. Let's get these out of the way. Then when we finish getting that out of the way, we'll come back and we'll check into like doing the other songs, okay? Let's get this here.
Come out! what next, man? Let's do a waste product. Came out all right.
Stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And yes, speaking of Flex Your Head, we heard some stuff, an act that was on the Flex Your Head compilation, which originally came out in the early 80s, and we heard it from Artificial Peace in that last set, from the Complete Session Artificial Peace, which recently came out in Discorder Records. We heard the track Artificial Peace, and yeah, at the start of the set, we heard a double shot from Government Issue. We heard a track from the Joyride reissue on Doctor Strange Records, Looking in the Mirror. And then we heard another track from the government-issued Boycott Stab Complete Sessions, No Way Out. That one was kind of cool. You could hear Ian McKay in the mix between there. Very, very unmixed, rough and ready kind of session. I like it. And CIA in the set, also one of these forgotten about gems from 1983. That track was from the God Guts and Guns 7-inch, which is the name of this release too. It's a more than a Witness record. We heard a track called Waste Product, really cool. And this record label, More Than the Witness, they've got a blog, More Than the Witness, at blogspot.com, and apparently you can find lots of rare stuff out of Connecticut, which where this act was from. And yes, on this release you get 20 tracks recorded between the years of 1982 and 1983. And we ended that set off with Negative Approach from the Friends of No One Tang Records reissue, a recently found Negative Approach recording. I'm gonna say from the year I don't know, probably 83, 84 type thing, but it came out last year on Tang Records. So there you go, and we're gonna get into some more reissues, because this is my overlook of the reissues that came out in 2010 that got played on the show here, Generation Annihilation. So yes, let's get into it. This is a band from New Jersey going back to 1983. They were called Chronic Sick. Here we go.
Thank you. attraction to the me. Man, all my dreams seem so strange, just nothing's all I ever see. Well, the man at the back, as a matter of fact, his eyes as red as the sun. The girl in the corner let no one ignore, she thinks she's the passionate one. Wow, yes, like lightning, everybody's fighting, they'll start moving, cause they'll start grooving. And the man at the back said, everyone attacking, turn into a ball with blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to warn you, and I turn into a ball with blitz. Ball with blitz, ball with blitz, ball with blitz, ball with blitz. Well, touching up with something, statues, nothing's all I ever do. You slowly call me over. Racist hats in the sky. The girl in the corner let no one ignore. Continue with a wake goodbye. Wow! Yeah.
this is Brandon Jack from Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
All right, in that last set, we start things off with Chronic Sick, the cutest band in hardcore, 7-inch reissued onto 12-inch, which came out on No Way Records. We heard a track called There Goes the Neighborhood, followed with Final Conflict, not that L.A. band that came out in about, about 85. This was a band from Minneapolis from like 1983. Self-Defeated was the name of the track, and it got reissued courtesy of Havoc Records out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it was produced by Bob Mould from Husker Du fame. And we followed with The Authorities, Puppy Love, from the Get Hip Records CD reissue. The Authorities got back together this year. I got to see them at the Railway Club. One of the best reunions I've seen in a while. It wasn't two of the original members, but it was really good. And they did all 14 of these songs that are on this release, and they just did them awesome. Just how they are on the record. So yeah, hopefully the Authorities will play again soon. And unlike a lot of the bands that were on the Killed by Death compilations, a lot of those bands, they had the song that was good and catchy, and then you'd hear a discography and the rest wasn't as good. Well, everything is good on this release. And speaking of those type of bands that had one good song, well, Freestone, we heard the B-side of the Bummer Beach 7-inch called Church, and yeah, it's not as good as the Bummer Beach A-side, I'll say that much, and that got reissued as well. And yes, we heard a track by Circle One after title track of the release, Patterns of Force. This one originally came out in 1983, and it was reissued courtesy of Puke and Vomit Records last year, and yeah, it's a good one. So let's get into some anarcho-punk that got reissued last year. This is Anthrax.
Okay, gaat ie weer.
Winding up Generation here for another week on CITR. We heard three tracks in that last set. Started things off with Anthrax, The Cannibalism is Cannibalism. LP, whole collection of their stuff. We heard a track called Introduction to War. We followed with Crisis, Hymns of Faith, reissue on La Vida, Is, and Muse Records. We heard a track called Frustration. And we had that set off with some Dutch punk, originally going back to 1978 on Pogo Records. We heard a track called Sex on the radio. So, yeah, we got Power Chord coming up next. And, yeah, I was going to say, if you like that Anthrax and those Crisis tracks, and you probably like Crass, and speaking of Crass, Steve Ignorant from Crass will be performing all the old Crass songs in Seattle March 16th at Numo's, so you might want to check that out. And around town tonight, you might want to go down to Pat's Pub to help out a damsel in distress, and that would be Judy, who unfortunately lost a lot of her stuff in a house fire. So yes, get down to Pat's Pub at 403 East Hastings, support the cause. Playing will be the Black Amps, the Stranglers, or the Strugglers, and Vicious Cycles. So, yeah, you might want to check that out, and you might want to check out Generation Annihilation online. If you haven't checked out our new website, well, do it, because our playlists are up there. You can view everything we played. If we forgot to mention a record label or a song title, well, it's all up there, and you can download the shows as www.generationannihilation.com. So, yeah, check it out. And check out Power Chord up next. And we got one more for you. This is an act who got back together a few years back. And 2009 it was. And which is where they recorded these songs. We recorded them. And this came out last year on Profane Existence Records. The band is Amoebix. And they will be releasing a new record on September 20th, 2011 for the Autumn Equinox. And the name of the album will be called Sonic Mass. And it'll be really cool. So, yeah, we're going to end off with some Amoebix. The name of this release is called Redux. And, yeah, there's three tracks. And we're going to hear a reworking of the 1985 classic, Arise. So, yes, once again, I'll say it again, reiterate what I'm myself, that it's important to play all the old stuff. It's important to keep it in circulation, you know. Some of the stuff I hadn't heard the first time around, so it's important to keep it back to the people so they can hear it. You know, you can't ignore history. It's awesome. You know, where would we be today? We wouldn't have the stuff we have today if there wasn't the stuff of yesterday. And that is my saying of the day. So, yes, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is Amoebix. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later.
Place at the back of the flock. Oh, it's talk about freedom. We'll be tainted with blood as you light. But this cross on your back, child, to the long weary trail, to the top of the hill. Get off your knees. On the wind, we're grinding our axes, telling tales on the bonfire night. Oh, we will set out with a fire in our hearts when this darkness gives way to the dawn. And the light we unite is one, for the kingdom of heaven must be taken by storm. Get off your knees.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.